The December 4th meeting, 2013, of the Story County Board of Adjustments will come to order. Roll call, please.
Miller.
Here.
McGill.
Here.
Scarlett.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Steelmeyer, absent.
Okay, to the board, you've been provided with a tentative agenda for tonight's meeting. Are there any changes or additions to note? If not, all in favor of approval agenda for tonight's meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Okay, you were also provided as part of the packet approval of the minutes of the November 6, 2013 meeting. Do we have any corrections, changes, alterations from those minutes?
With approval?
Second.
Those will, we don't have to vote on that if we don't have it, that's fine. Those will stand approved as they were submitted. And for those, if we have some new people out here, when I go over the hearing process as we go through this, first of all, on each case, we will ask the planning staff to present the staff report. We will talk about any letters of communication, emails, or other things that have been received by the public. We will allow the applicant an opportunity to present their case to the board. We will then accept comments from the public. If you're speaking, we would certainly ask everyone to come over to the podium, and we'll give time to have all interested parties that will be heard. After that, the hearing will be closed, and the board will begin deliberation, and we will make a decision this evening. That's at least our goal as we go through these. And then we have a final order at the end that will determine where we go. Has everyone signed in? Is a sign-in by the board? Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We will then move on to, I might ask first if we have any general comments from the public this evening that are not related to the cases on the agenda, of people that would just like to address the board. Yeah. There are none. Then we will turn around and go on to old business, and we will remove from the table, and we need to vote on that removal. Okay. I need to have a motion then.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to remove from the table CUP 07-13 Optimum Wind 2 Conditional Use Permit. Roll, please.
Scarlett.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Then turn it over to staff, and I assume we're going to focus that the issues that we were left the last time was the access road and the electrical service in particular, correct?
Right, and there have been a couple changes to the site plan. So with your blessing, I'm not going to reiterate the entire presentation and address the standards for approval from last time, but I do have a couple additional slides. I do have everything I presented last month, so if you do need to see that for any reason. This is the original layout that you saw last month. Do I need to orient you where this case is? Between here and Ames, okay. This is Lincoln Highway, the purple, along the north. Oh, it just worked a little bit ago for me. Okay, purple along the north. As you see in this, there's four turbines running straight north and south. The revised plans are here. This is what's before you this evening. Rather than running a straight north to south line, they're shifted a little bit. One is a little bit further into the east, and then the other one goes to a little bit towards the southwest, and then the other one goes further to the southwest onto the other parcel. These are all parcels that were contained in the original conditional use permit request, so that they are now amending the parcels. And then if you look at the image on the right, the red lines are the driveway. Initially, access was proposed off 620th, which is a dirt road that was part of the issue last month. The applicant has since revised the plan to take a driveway from 250th north to access the turbine on the south, on the parcel south of U.S. Highway 30. What I want to show on this slide, though, if you see the four black dots on the left-hand image, those are the approximate locations of the turbines. The blue is the special flood hazard boundary. This is a The board has not been in the position where you've seen a turbine proposed to be located in the special flood hazard, the floodplain. What the applicant would need to do is submit a floodplain if the conditional use permit were approved by the board. And at such time they come forward with a zoning permit, they would need to also apply for a floodplain development permit and show and demonstrate all the requirements of floodplain management ordinance have been satisfied. What I will say, this is one of those areas of Story County where the floodplain has been substantially widened and is due in part of the methodology used by FEMA in 2007-2008 to analyze the floodplain. It's probably wider than what it should be in this area right here. But that being said, it still is in the mapped floodplain, and so the regulations of our floodplain ordinance would still need to be abided by. So with that, I will answer any questions you may have. I have the rest of the presentation here from last month.
Well, that addresses the road. What about the electrical service? Where did that end up?
Yeah. You'll see the yellow line on the left and then on the right as well. That is the interconnection line underground service. So that has been addressed.
So it will all be underground?
I believe so. Right.
Anything that the applicant would like to add to this? I mean, not going back to the original, but to the new news from the last time we met last month? Okay. Any questions for the applicant right now? Okay. Then we'll open it up. Is there anyone from the public that would like to speak to this, particularly about the new information? Okay. Do we have any new information from the public in any way, shape, or means, from emails, phone calls?
Scott, did you send me a follow-up email? I think it was just requesting the references. And I do have that. Okay. Yeah, and I have a copy here, too.
Really nothing that we need to enter into the record or anything else like that.
No. Okay. I think that's the only email you sent me.
Okay. Get to my right sheet of paper. Then we'll close this hearing and we will begin the deliberations. This is where we left off the last time. And we never got to the findings of fact the last time, primarily because there were just too many loose ends that we really had to go through. And so now I would ask the consideration of the findings of fact. Are there any clarifications, additions to the findings of facts that we need to consider?
I will just note from the last meeting, there were two additions to the findings of fact. On number 9, we made sure to mention that the case was tabled at the November 6, 2013 meeting of the Story County Board of Adjustment. And then number 10 is addressing when notification letters were sent out for tonight's meeting.
But the other items above are all essentially the same. Okay.
Move to adopt the findings of fact and staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustment.
Second.
We've got a motion from McGill and a second from Scarlett to adopt the findings of facts and the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments. Roll, please.
Miller.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Okay, since where we left off the decision, the move to adopt the decision in recognition that we have to follow the Story County, Iowa Code of Ordinances, the Board of Adjustment, what we have to deal with is the issues of compatibility, of transition, of traffic, of parking and loading, of signs and lighting, and environmental protection. Is there anyone relative to those particular items that has got concerns or conversations that we need to have? Okay. then if not, if we conclude that the development criteria has been met, that we, the six that we mentioned above, we have to further go on and indicate that this CUP will not adequately, we have to approve it, unless it will not adequately safeguard health, safety, and welfare of persons residing or working in or adjoining surrounding properties, that it will not impair an adequate supply of light and air to surrounding property, that it will not unduly increase congestion in the roads, that it will not diminish or impair established property values on surrounding properties, and that it will not be in accordance with the intent, purpose, and spirit of the Story County Development Plan. Do we have issues or criteria that people need to believe should be addressed on that item?
Second.
Yeah, motion from McGill, second from Steele, to adopt the decision regarding the development criteria in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments. Roll, please.
Scarlett?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
So we've got to, at this point in time, determine, we've got criteria, the conditions of approval, there are six of them that are listed in the items that were in there. Luann, I'm assuming that your issue on the floodplain, I mean, that's just part of due course, that's not really a condition, that's just part of what you have to do, right? So we don't need to add that as a special condition, okay?
So the applicant, I didn't make them aware of it today, and then, I think they're aware of it, the process, too. If they do decide that they would, once they look at our floodplain management ordinance, they would rather move the turbine, they can do that through the modification process to the conditional use permit.
We don't have to address that. So you might take a look at, there are six conditions, one associated with vehicular parking with construction, decommissioning, financial security for foot, road and bridge restoration, pre-construction survey, which we've done before, notification prior to construction, and engineer certification are the six that were passed on to us from the Story County Planning and Zoning. Do we feel like we need anything addition above and beyond those?
To approve the request as proposed by the applicant in case number CUP07-13, as discussed by the Story County Board of Adjustment, and in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustment, finding that all applicable standards of approval have been satisfied with the application of the following conditions of approval.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion from McGill and a second from Scarlett to approve the request as proposed by the applicant in case number CUP07-13, as discussed by the Story County Board of Adjustments, and in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments, finding all applicable standards of approval have been satisfied along with the six criteria that were indicated on the attachment. Roll, please.
Steele?
Aye.
Steele Meyer? Oh, sorry, absent. McGill?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Scarlett?
Aye.
And then I think there's another order of business on this one, and as part of this process, you know, it was brought up to our attention, the flicker issue that came in there. For the first time, we had people that came up with us that had standards. We had an applicant that turned around and said, actually made adjustments to those. That's the first time that we've had that really come in front of us. Now I would like to suggest that we pass a motion to recommend to the County Board of Supervisors, because they're the only ones that can start this process, that they ask the planning staff to research this flicker thing to see whether a flicker standard ought to be added into that. And that's the way we have to kind of start this up. We can't change any of those things. But we can turn around and have a motion that would be passed out to the Board of Supervisors to ask the staff to research the topic and make a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors to see if CWEC conditions that we have on the land development ought to be included. Is that, and that's something, that's kind of where I'm coming from in terms of opening this up. We have not had conclusive, and we still don't have conclusive evidence, but for the first time we've got some standards referenced, some actions that have been taken, and if it's the smart thing to do, it seems to me that it's also the right thing to do.
I would agree with it. I've had a little bit of experience with it in the bank and trying to hang some fans in the bank and some issues with that. So I would make that motion.
Do you have enough of that, Luann, so that we can just say so as moved and seconded and all that? Okay. Thank you.
I second that.
Okay. We've got a motion from McGill and a second from Aaron. The context of which is to ask the County Board of Supervisors to request that the planning and zoning staff of Story County investigate this flicker turbine criteria for wind turbines associated to see whether there should be a consideration of changes to the regs associated with that criteria.
Just for the board's benefit before you vote, this will likely be showing up on our work program for next calendar year, and it will be lumped in with a couple other changes that have been requested that staff look at. So if you look at our work program, it won't specifically say shadow flicker review. It'll just say review of code of ordinances or something general.
I think we want to be on record as having passed this back up to the Board of Supervisors.
And I will share that with them when I present the work program next week or the following week.
Okay, roll please.
Aye. Miller?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. That CUP is approved as noted. We will now move on to the new business for this evening. And the new business this evening is CUP 08-13, is Optimum Wind 3 Conditional Use Permit. So with that, we'll turn it over to staff.
This is another application from Optimum Wind for location of CWEC. In this particular instance, it's one wind turbine located east of the city of Nevada. This is the general property location map that was sent to surrounding property owners, the hatched in yellow area. And I'm feeling like I'm going to be successful with this. There. This is the two parcels under consideration. Everything in orange did receive notice of tonight's meeting. It is one utility scale wind turbine, 3 megawatts, similar size as the last ones that you've acted on for Optimum Wind 1 and 2. Rotor diameter and tower height are 381 and 302 feet, total tower height of 494 feet. Is proposed to be interconnected to existing Alliant three-phase distribution line. If you're familiar with Nevada, that's up southeast corner of 19th Street and Lincoln Highway. So when you come into town off 19th Street, you go right by it. The zoning is A1 agricultural. Applicant is Optimum Wind Renewables, and the property owner, again, is the Kenny Lindstrom Foundation. Very similar information. What I will add to this is property is located in the Nevada Fire District. It's part of the Indian Creek watershed, and it's partially located in two drainage districts, Nevada 17 and Richland 20. I can go over these standards for approval if you'd like me to. I've seen these quite often.
Just primarily, you'd like to find out if there are concerns, since this is a staff report, are there concerns and details? I mean, some of these applications have been quite voluminous. And I have a certain amount of trust with staff that they've looked at all that.
Yeah. What
concerns the staff has on?
Well, I'll go to this slide. The description of the pole of the turbine is a tubular monopole type, painted in non-reflective color with matte finish. That meets the requirements set forth in the regulations. No plans to use signage. Lighting that would be used will be near the base of the turbine and around the control hut. Anything that's required by the FAA would be installed. Again, the feeder line goes between the CWEX and the utility substation on 19th Street will be buried. And you can see that yellow line that goes from the center of the turbine on down to the south to 19th Street. That's the collection line. There will be one service road about 16 feet in width with the access point off of T Avenue. And then it is designed to operate remotely, so really increased traffic will not be an issue. And with that, we analyzed based on the height whether or not the required setbacks would be satisfied, and staff did find the required setbacks. From the right-of-way and property lines and close to single-family dwellings are all satisfied, in addition to the proximity to communication towers located within 2 miles of the site. And then an acoustical analysis was prepared for this application as well, and it did indicate a noise level of 40.5 decibels at the nearest occupied home, and that is about 19.5 under what we regulate, and we regulate at 60 decibels. There's a decommissioning budget included in the overall plan, and everything else is in accordance with the regulations. Staff would recommend 6 conditions of approval. I'll get to these with the Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation. Any alternatives? Oh, this is the Commission's alternatives. This is a proposed site layout. Along the purple line along the top is the right-of-way of T Avenue. You'll see in site shots here shortly, this is just north of the railroad tracks, the northeast-west line for the city of Nevada. That generally just row crop now. Only about 3/4 of an acre will be taken out ultimately for the location of the turbine. Conveniently, I did have a train pass by, so you can see how it relates to the existing topography. It's generally pretty relatively flat. Planning and Zoning Commission did review the proposed conditional use permit, CUP 08-13, on November 4th. They did recommend approval subject to 6 conditions, that all vehicular parking associated with construction not take place in the public right-of-way. These are pretty general ones that you've seen. The second one deals with the decommissioning escrow account, and the county attorney's office actually is working on establishing the language for this and all the other CWEC projects that you've seen over the past couple months. Number 3 is the applicant shall enter an agreement for the with the county for purposes of providing financial security for road and bridge restoration. And they shall conduct a pre-construction survey with the impact of local road authorities. And that the lease will be Story County, but depending on where it comes from, the south or the north, it may involve the DOT as well. Story County Road Authority shall be notified 24 hours prior to construction materials being delivered and transported. And then a driveway entrance permit application shall be, the driveway entrance permit for access onto T Avenue shall be hand-in-hand with the application for zoning permit. And with that, these are your alternatives. Yeah. That's why I just skipped on ahead.
Amended. Okay. No.
No, it doesn't. It's out. The city only has jurisdictional approval over subdivision authority. That being said, we did forward it on both that conceptual review as well as through interagency review to Sean Cole with the city of Nevada and did not receive any feedback.
Do you have to notify property owners with inside the city limits
yeah.
as well? I assume you'll get to comment, or was there any public comment?
Anything else for staff? Okay. I'd like to ask this evening if there's anything that the applicant would like to add. Okay. Appears to be pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any members of the public that would like to speak to this request? Okay. Hearing none, then we will close that portion of the hearing for CUP 08-13. We begin to go through, the first would be the findings of fact, if we have any additions, deletions, or revisions to that to consider.
Move to adopt the findings of fact and staff report.
Second.
Got a motion from McGill and a second from Steele to adopt the findings of fact and staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments. Roll, please.
Miller?
Aye.
Scarlett?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
The next item is the decision, and you saw, as Leanne put up there, an indication of staff, there's six criteria of compatibility, transition, traffic, parking and loading, signs and lighting, and environmental protection. Is there any consideration or qualms that a board member has associated with any of those criteria? Okay. And then, once again, once we've done that, it's a two-step process that we've got to go through the fact that it would not adequately, if we have concerns, that it would not adequately safeguard health, safety, and general welfare. It would not impair an adequate supply of light and air to surrounding properties. It would not unduly increase congestions in roads or the hazard from fire, flood, or similar dangers. It would not diminish or impair property values, or would not be in the intent and purpose of the ordinance of the Story County Development Plan. Are there any concerns as a board member associated with any of those criteria?
Adopt the decision regarding the development criteria and the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments.
Second.
We've got a motion from McGill and a second from Scarlett to adopt the decision regarding the development criteria and the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments. Roll, please.
Scarlett?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Steele?
With that, we come down to the final order, and we've got the six criteria that were given to us by planning and zoning and essentially are agreed to by staff without amendment. Are there any feeling that out of what you've heard tonight that you feel that any of these need to be amended or added or in any way?
On the draft decision order before you, I accidentally wrote CUP 07-08, or 13, should be 08-13.
I move to approve the request as proposed by the applicant in case number CUP 0813 as discussed by the Story County Board of Adjustment and in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustment, finding that all applicable standards of approval have been satisfied with the application of the following conditions outlined in the order prepared for us.
Second.
Motion from Steele and a second from Scarlett to approve the request as proposed by the applicant in CUP 08-13 as discussed by the Story County Board of Adjustment and in the staff report presented to the Story County Board of Adjustment, finding that all facts applicable standards of approval have been satisfied with the applicant along with the six conditions of approval that have been forwarded to us in our order.
Steele?
Aye.
Steelmeyer? Oh, absent. McGill?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Scarlett?
Aye.
That conditional use permit is approved. Other business. It is that time of year, isn't it? Time for election of officers. So we need to elect a chair and a vice chair, or is that what we're going to vice chair? For the calendar year of 2014.
I move we elect Dave Miller.
Second.
We have a motion from Miguel and a second from Scarlett.
Change your mind.
To elect Dave Miller as the president of the Torrey County Board of Adjustments for the year 2014. Roll, please.
Scarlett?
Aye.
Steele?
Aye.
Miguel?
Aye.
Miller?
Out of Spain. We need to get a vice chair. Is someone inclined to, someone particularly interested?
I nominate Steve Miguel.
Second.
We got a motion and a second for Steve McGill for the post of the Vice Chair of the Story County Board of Adjustments for calendar year 2014. Roll, please.
Steele.
Aye.
Miller. McGill. Scarlett.
Aye.
Is there any other business other than that we need to? People have been given a meeting schedule. Comments from the board this evening? Any comments from staff?
I'm just going to put out for some assistance. Our Planning and Zoning Commission is down 3 members. So we have out of 7 members, we have 4 members right now. We're at the end of the year. Actually, as of right now, basically. We're dangerously close where we won't be able to do any business. So I do know one person has applied. Gender is not an issue, nor location of residence an issue. They can live anywhere, and actually we have 4 women, 3 women, 1 male right now. Yep. So we've maintained our gender equality.
Can you say who's already on that commission?
Susan Donaldson, Nancy Kowser, who was elected chair last night, or Monday night, Nancy Miller, and Dave Struthers. Was Dave elected vice chair? No, Susan Donaldson was elected vice chair. So, if
anybody knows someone that you think would be a good fit, this sheet of paper.
Oh, that was the references that. Yeah.
They just got passed out. Oh, okay.
I talked to Mr. Wendt in the audience about it, but I failed to talk to you guys. This is the references that Mr. Wendt referenced or asked to have the applicant submit for Optimum 1-2 for the decommissioning plan.
Okay, gotcha.
And so that is part of the official record we had included.
Thank you for enlightening me. Anything else from staff? Do we have a meeting in January?
We won't know until December 13th. That is your new deadline.
If not, we will stand adjourned.